Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines will be the focus today at the state capitol. Governor Tim Walz will announce his gun violence prevention package, followed by the introduction of bills in a House Public Safety Committee hearing this afternoon. DFL Senator Nick Frentz of North Mankato says all sides need to be part of the discussion.
We have to have the public weigh in. I think the Democrat side of it, my caucus would say, we want less Minnesotans to get shot. Can we talk about how that goes?
Sure.
Let's have all voices at the table. You'll be more likely to get something that works. And also, when it's bipartisan, you're more likely to get buy-in from the public.
This will be the first House hearing since the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in August. Annunciation families, community members, and first responders are expected to speak at the hearing. A former instructor for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is accusing the agency of training new officers to disregard constitutional protections. Ryan Schwenk testified before Congress that he resigned on February 13th after discovering that trainees were being instructed in ways he believes violates the Fourth Amendment. According to Schwenk, ICE has been misleading both lawmakers and the public about its commitment to ensuring recruits uphold constitutional standards. The Department of Homeland Security has denied Schwenk's allegations, issuing a statement rejecting his claims. Authorities in South Central Minnesota are investigating a crash near Lake Crystal that left one teenager dead and another hospitalized. The Blue Earth County Sheriff's Office says a pickup and a car collided Sunday at an intersection on County Road 11. The driver of the car, 17-year-old Braden Crawl of rural New Ulm, suffered serious injuries, and his passenger, 15-year-old Claire Jeske of Hanska, died at the scene. Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines will be the focus today at the state capitol. Governor Tim Walz will announce his gun violence prevention package, followed by the introduction of bills in a House Public Safety Committee hearing this afternoon. DFL Senator Nick Frentz of North Mankato says all sides need to be part of the discussion.
We have to have the public weigh in. I think the Democrat side of it, my caucus would say, we want less Minnesotans to get shot. Can we talk about how that goes?
Sure.
Let's have all voices at the table. You'll be more likely to get something that works. And also, when it's bipartisan, you're more likely to get buy-in from the public.
This will be the first House hearing since the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in August. Annunciation families, community members, and first responders are expected to speak at the hearing. A former instructor for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is accusing the agency of training new officers to disregard constitutional protections. Ryan Schwenk testified before Congress that he resigned on February 13th after discovering that trainees were being instructed in ways he believes violates the Fourth Amendment. According to Schwenk, ICE has been misleading both lawmakers and the public about its commitment to ensuring recruits uphold constitutional standards. The Department of Homeland Security has denied Schwenk's allegations, issuing a statement rejecting his claims. Authorities in South Central Minnesota are investigating a crash near Lake Crystal that left one teenager dead and another hospitalized. The Blue Earth County Sheriff's Office says a pickup and a car collided Sunday at an intersection on County Road 11. The driver of the car, 17-year-old Braden Crawl of rural New Ulm, suffered serious injuries, and his passenger, 15-year-old Claire Jeske of Hanska, died at the scene. This is MNN.